Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today, we are reading from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with fear as with a shield.
Before prayer is about transformation in my external world, it's about transformation in my inner world. Prayer teaches me to enter God's house by way of his steadfast love. Put another way, when I pray, I practice standing before God unafraid and unashamed, being slowly and experientially remade by his perfect love. New Testament scholar Larry Hurtado writes, "To pray in Jesus' name means that we enter into Jesus' status in God's favor and invoke Jesus' standing with God." Father, I share my heart freely with you today. not limiting my conversation to the objectively noble requests, but speaking to you with the freedom and comfort that love affords. You know me inside and out. I've nothing to hide. So I bring freely to you that which is on my mind first this morning. Father, the enemy's great tactic is to convince me that the victory of Jesus is not enough for me, to deceive me into standing in your presence as something less than perfectly, wholly, entirely loved. Expose the lie that I'm tempted to believe today. Restore me to your truth. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house.
The Apostle Paul counsels that I am more than a child free to come into God's presence, but even an heir, a rightful inheritor of all the resources of heaven. Heirs get to help call the shots. May I live this day not just as a child, but an heir. To pray for someone else is a way of loving another on the basis of heaven's resources. In a very real sense, prayer is heaven's highest security clearance, free access to stroll right into the heavenly vault, gather up whatever I can carry, and then hand it out in the world. Lord and Father, I bring before you now all the people and places I see chaos today. I invite the power of your creative spirit to recreate and redeem what is well beyond my power to fix, loving my neighbor on the basis of your generous power. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds. May your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now at the sun's rising. Amen.